When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gene Hackman, as you will have heard in the news headlines, with Eamon, police looking for a search warrant to search the home where his body and the body of his partner and one of their dogs discovered as well. I guess in the meantime, lots of people just reflecting on what an incredible career he had, from the French Connection through to so much more besides. Superman, people will remember, he will always be Lex Luthor for some people. Unforgiven, The Conversation, Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, you name it. We are going to be talking, as we do every Thursday after six, about what to watch over the week ahead. John and Serena will be with me with their recommendations, and I'm sure they'll be reflecting on Gene Hackman's passing as well. But Henry McKean has been speaking to film fans outside the IFI in Dublin who've been chatting about his life.
It's a shame. Sad, isn't it? Sad. It's sad that he's passed away, isn't it? You know what I mean? But I liked him in The French Connection. Yeah.
You love The French Connection?
Yeah, I love The French Connection, yeah. So, yeah, it's sad, sad.
Well, Superman would probably be the biggest standout.
You loved his Lex Luthor.
Yes, his probably one of my first villain experiences, actually, would have been Superman and Gene Hackman. As soon as I saw the headlines about Gene Hackman, that was the first film I immediately thought of with Superman.
What Gene Hackman movie stood out for you over his brilliant long career?
That would have to be Unforgiven.
You loved that one.
I think he is so intense as an actor. The way he actually, his emotion in everything he did was quite incredible.
And one of his two Oscars came from that. He was basically supporting actor for you. That one stood out.
I know I was a child. I remember seeing Superman at the cinema when it first came out.
You saw it in the cinema?
Yeah.
I'm so sad. He was a great heart man.
What about Mississippi Burning? What did you think of that?
I don't know, it was better man's.
A French Connection, I think, probably, out of all of them. But he was an amazing actor. I liked really anything he was in.
So you loved French Connection?
Yeah, and I would go to any film, really, if he was in it, if I could.
So you were like, Gene Hackman's going to be in this movie, it's going to be good, it's going
exactly
to reach a standard.
His performance is going to be good, and probably the film itself is going to be good.
And the one that stands out for you is French Connection?
It still does, because maybe it was the age I was when I saw it.
Yeah, French Connection, I'd wager, stands out for a lot of people. I said earlier that Royal Tenenbaums, I think, was his last movie. Somebody got in touch to say Welcome to Mooseport was his last movie. He retired after that. I've never seen it, never heard of it, actually, until that text. But Royal Tenenbaums is a great, great movie, and he is so brilliant in it. And I think that entire role was written for him. Joining me with the latest is a reporter with The Times based in the US, Harriet Alexander. Harriet, thank you, as always, for taking the time to speak to us. What do we know in terms of what may have happened to Gene Hackman and his wife?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Kieran. I mean, Gene Hackman was 95. So, you know, the news of the death of him would perhaps not come as a huge surprise. He had retired from acting in the early 2000s, so was living a fairly sort of quiet, reclusive life. But what's coming out at the moment, there's just been an affidavit from one of the detectives who was the first on the scene in New Mexico. And he said he thought that the death of them was suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and investigation. Now, that's because Hackman was found dead alongside his wife, who was 63, and one of their dogs. The door was open. There were pills around around the wife, apparently, and they had been dead for some time. So there are some unanswered questions about this.
At the same time, the police have been cleared that they don't suspect foul play. Is that right?
Right, yeah, that does still seem to be the case, that they're saying not foul play. They initially thought that perhaps it was a carbon monoxide leak, although they're now saying they're not sure that that is the case. I think, you know, as I said, if it was Hackman himself, perhaps they would have thought that was more explainable. But the fact that his wife was found dead in a different room with the family's German Shepherd beside her makes them seem that perhaps there is more to this than immediately obvious.
What has been the reaction in the States, Harriet?
Well, sadness, of course. I mean, Gene Hackman was nominated for 5 Oscars. He was well loved. He won an Oscar, of course, for The French Connection back in the 70s. But then with this news coming out, I mean, literally in the last sort of 15 minutes or so about there perhaps being something suspicious about this, that's caused some shock, it has to be said.
And that affidavit you mentioned, submitted to the court by the police officer, that is in support of what, an application for a search warrant?
Yes, that's exactly right. That says that they wanted to kind of carry out more investigations into this, that essentially it's not an open and shut case. But as you say, no signs of foul play, but certainly some strange unanswered questions over this.
So if they had been dead for some days in the house, Harriet, do we know who alerted the authorities, how the police ended up in there?
Yes, that was some workers, apparently, who hadn't heard from them. They were last heard of 2 weeks previously. Hackman had 3 children from his first marriage. They were adults and they weren't living in New Mexico.
Harriet Alexander, reporter with The Times, based in the US. Harriet, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.